On a clear, coconut-scented evening in early March, the semi-annual gala on Sandy Smack Island froze for an instant. With bits of pork and chicken hanging from their mouths, the islanders' teeth disengaged and everything they chewed hit the sand. Then, like a herd of sheep, they swarmed from the buffet tables to the island's southern shore, training their eyes toward the horizon. And in the middle of the gasping crowd, a bespectacled man near the age of 40 fought through bodies to reach the lapping waves, where he too saw horror. A few miles out, just beyond the shores of the neighboring South Island, a series of explosions echoed toward them, and an ocean liner burst into flame. Chunks of metal tore from the hull. Burning patio furniture leapt from the decks, plummeting in the sea. The funnel cracked in two. Everyone stood in a trance for 5 minutes, or an eternity, and although they spoke, no one found the words to express the moment. Even the man with the wire-rimmed glasses, collected by reputation, could do nothing but swallow air. Thus began the mysterious end of the second-to-last ship, to transport the world's refugees to the island nation of New Switzerland. And to its end, we must pay our respects, now and forever. Let us remember the final night and last sail of the Tropica Hardcore, and the lost souls who went down into the turquoise deep with its great hull. Let us take our moment of silence. Let us never forget the fate of the Tropica Hardcore and pray its sister, the Cannonball Queen, doesn't receive.